and this one sounds so different from what he has offered us previously. It's music from Pitbull. It's called Fireball on MFM 92.6. Move to the music. It's 3:15 on this Wednesday afternoon. Welcome to you if you just joined us. Listen, weather in Stellenbosch has been confusing all of us so much. Tian is just waving a hand. What do you think about the Stellenbosch weather?
No, it's just ridiculous. I don't know whether to wear shorts or long sleeves or I don't know.
I've even stopped trusting the weatherman now.
Yeah, it's difficult.
So quite tough. But Tian's here with the Bits and Bytes.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department.
So what are we chatting about today, Tian?
Okay, the first things first, I think it's in 2 weeks' time, it's that day, it's Father's Day.
Ooh,
and seeing as this is a tech segment, I thought, look, I know that if I should become a daddy, right, I'd love me some tech on a Father's Day, right? And actually quite a nice gift. It's about $400 and you can get it locally as well. No, it seems a lot, but
it's
listen
a lot.
To what it does.
And you
though.
Saw the face that I just made.
But now, how many times have you heard or have you experienced that your father's either lost the keys or lost his misplaced his cell phone?
So many
times.
Here
we go. Okay, so put all those times together and you ask yourself, is that worth $400 to have that problem go away? And
honestly,
I would say yes, right? I think very few people will say no. So there's a little thing called Tile. It's a little square inch tag that's a Bluetooth. It's got a Bluetooth transmitter in it. And this thing pairs up to your phone, right? You attach it to your keys. Hey, presto, you certainly now you have a buzzer. You take your phone out. You don't know where your keys are, car keys, whatever. The old caravan keys, you know, but you put it somewhere 6 months ago. You don't know where it is. You simply tap on your phone. It either rings or it can actually give you like when you get close, it goes, dee, 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 it goes fast, you know, like a sort of a sonograph.
This is incredible. I think the next step is to like have GPS coordinates to it.
I'm sure that this is the next model coming out. And I'm actually quite sure. It can also work the other way around. So now dad's got his keys, but he's lost his phone, right? The phone's in the fridge or something like that. That's happened. I've seen that happen. One of my friend's dad's. Phone's in the fridge, right? The keys are on the bench outside. You can actually press a little tag, the little tile, and it'll peep your phone. So you can actually hear where your phone is as well.
Shucks,
works until
good.
About 100 meters. There's the same average sort of distance for good Bluetooth.
Weird things, yeah.
It works on Bluetooth. It charges once a month. It literally charges within like 10 minutes. It's a very small battery that's in there. It's a small little receiver. And I think for $400, that's a bloody good
it's
Father's
a good
Day.
Deal.
That's a good deal.
It's a really good deal. I would buy that for my dad.
So I'd actually just buy that for myself because I do often lose my keys or stuff. You know, you absent-minded, you sort of put it somewhere and you don't know where it is. So worth $400, I think. Moving on, this year's best free antivirus software. Now, we've stressed this many times, Mark and myself, and I know you've said as well, antivirus is of the utmost importance, right? It's 2016. It's not 1994 anymore. So if you don't have antivirus on your system, whether it's Unix-based, or Apple, what doesn't matter, or Windows, but it does not matter. You need to have antivirus. But
I think, I also think the myth is that for Apple users, we don't have to have antivirus.
That's
not
nonsense.
Anymore.
Nonsense. Not anymore. There's a lot of smart people out there that write great worms, especially for Apple Mac users. So please. Okay, so now the big thing is with antivirus, it's expensive, right? It normally is quite expensive. So we're going to just want to list a few. So they had a big census for this year, and the top one came out is Avira free antivirus. This is all free now, hey? Free to use if you're using it for private use,
okay,
which is fair. You're not going to use it in a corporate or business. Use it for your own personal laptop, that's fine.
True.
Great. And I've used it before as well. I actually quite like Avira. It's very user friendly. You don't have to do much. It just runs in the background, doesn't soak up all your CPU or all your RAM or anything like that, but it does the job. It's quite quick.
Is that both for
Avira? You can get on both.
Okay.
Linux or Unix based. That's Mac as well, and Windows. The majority of the I'll mention, but the majority of them you can actually get on both.
Is it okay?
Then second, just very very close second is Bitdefender. Unfortunately, Bitdefender you'd only get the real Bitdefender you only get on the Windows OS. Thirdly, and I know a lot of students use this because we get a lot of questions about it. It's AVG. Yes, I like the AVG. However, if you're not a great user, like you sort of a beginner user, I would not suggest AVG because it is quite in depth, and you can and it quite, needs quite a bit of user understanding to use it to its full potential.
I see.
Okay, AVG Avast is also quite good. And then number five on the list is AdAware. Now listen very closely to this. AdAware available on all platforms, mm-hmm. but please, you can have any antivirus and run AdAware on top of that antivirus.
Oh, for okay? maximum security.
Right. Now, this thing just not only blocks websites and ads on websites and stuff that you shouldn't get, but it checks your system daily and it updates daily from the server as well. So if you've even got internet connection, it uses very little, less than a half a meg, and it keeps your system safe from adware, malware, sort of stuff. Not necessarily viruses, but the sort of stuff that bothers you. The stuff that pops up, you click one window and 10 click pops up. It'll stop that.
The worst, yeah.
So remember AdAware. Then quickly, I know Pandas on campus as well, very good. And then obviously, if you've got Microsoft Security Essentials or Windows Defender is also very good. It's in the top 10. Mm. It's number 8. And then moving quickly on. So LG created this new thing.
Yes, you told me about this.
This is actually quite cool. So India's got a problem, like most of the African countries, but everywhere you zoom in, you've got a problem with mosquitoes, right?
Yeah.
So LG said, well, come, let's now sell a good line of TVs. LG's got very good TVs. They went on board, they came to India and said, look, we present the following to you. They made a whole new range of TVs that include a semiconductor at the back of a TV that emits a sonic wave that disrupts the airwaves, and the mosquitoes don't like it, eh? They don't go. So LG is actually branding it this, buy this TV and have a mosquito-free living room. So there we go. So
smart marketing right there.
And it's smart tech, right? Because it uses very little energy, very little power, and you're getting a good TV for the deal.
Absolutely love that.
And they didn't increase the price at all. It's a free...
The same as the standard TVs for. Oh, okay.
Awesome. I think that's quite cool. Mm. And then lastly, but not at least, this is my favorite. Look, this is a techie in the game and me, right? Okay, so a big powerhouse in the gaming industry is MSI, and they produce motherboards and graphic cards and all that stuff, right? For gaming.
I think we should have a separate slot to explain this whole thing to me, because I'm in the dark.
Consoles right to you. Okay, we've spoken a few times this year about virtual reality goggles and augmented reality. So the big problem is that it's cumbersome, it's big. You need a big processor, a big computer to drive these goggles, or you need to use a cell phone and drive these goggles, but then the goggles aren't that good, right?
Yeah.
You need computing power. That's what you need. But always you have to have it plugged in or whatever. It's always got wires and, you know? Mm. So MSI said, well, to hell with it. If we want to get this VR to the people, we have to make it more mobile. So what they did is they developed a sort of battery pack, computer pack that you carry on your back, like a normal dog bag you carry. Mm. It's not very heavy. It's like 2.5 kgs, which is nothing. You carry it on your back and whoop, you open up the zip. It pops out. The VR goggle pops out. You put it on your head and there you go. You've got a mobile VR station. And
this
you can
so
go
cool.
run it.
I
you
just want to try this one out.
The guys have been running treasure hunts, virtual reality treasure hunts
with these
on rugby fields and knocking into each other and just enjoy having a lot of fun. So I think this is the way to go.
I think for Father's Day, I think this would be somewhat of an idea to get.
Okay, now if you can get something like this, like you can get it in South Africa, but you're going to have to order it, and it will cost you, it will put you back at 45,000.
45,000, you say? Yeah, okay.
Easy money. But I'm sure it's worth every pop.
Hey, if you are rich, you can afford that, then go for it. Go
if
for
not,
it.
Why not?
Tian, where can we find you on social media?
So it's ITStalinUni, at ITStalinUni on Twitter. And if you want to talk to me, it's at Tian_IT. Do come in, pop in, and if you've got any other Father's Day ideas or for tech, please let me know, because we'd like to share it with the rest of the community. Yeah, so pop in, ask questions, share some thoughts. To be lekker.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Tian. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time or next week.
2 weeks' time. Mark's up next week.
All right. Thank you.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter at ITStellenUni.